The Lord's Supper is an ideal opportunity for all of us to evaluate ourselves, to look inwardly, and to assess our heart. Are we living free of the sins that Jesus died for? And are we living freely in our spiritual lives?
Welcome to the Calhoun Baptist Church Podcast with Pastor Mark Abney. In this episode, we explore the profound sermon titled, The Lord's Supper by Brother Mark Abney, based on 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 26, Brother Mark delves into the significance and meaning of this sacred act. Get ready to be inspired and encouraged as we reflect on the ultimate sacrifice of Jesus and its impact on our lives. Join us on this podcast journey as we unpack the transformative message of The Lord's Supper by Brother Mark Abney. Subscribe to our podcast for more empowering episodes that will enrich your spiritual walk. And now, Brother Mark.
I'm going to be looking in the Word of God in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 11, 23. And I believe that the Lord's Supper is a very important occasion in the church. It's one of the two ordinances that God, that Jesus left us with when he left. And he calls us to continue to observe the Lord's Supper and continue to observe baptism as our two ordinances. Would you stand with me as we read out of God's Word, 1 Corinthians 11, 23. For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way also he took the cup, and after supper, saying, The cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he returns. Would you pray with me? Father God, we thank you for this time when we can come to the table as a family, where we celebrate, Lord, you and all that you've done for us, where we remember how you died on the cross for our sins and how you shed your blood that we might be covered and that we might have the propitiation of our sins and that they might be removed as far as the east is from the west and never return. Lord, we thank you for salvation and righteousness, where we're made right with you and we can step into the Holy of Holies, into your very presence. And Lord, your presence is among us now and here and in this place. Your Spirit is moving in our hearts. It's moving from person to person. It's moving in this spiritual realm of this church body. And Lord, we pray that your Spirit would not be hindered in any way as we come to the table, as we celebrate, as we remember, and as we anticipate your return. And we say, even so now, come, Lord Jesus. But until then, Lord, we pray that we would be busy to do your work as you've left us here in this place, that we might share the good news with those who need to hear, that we might disciple the saints, and that you might be glorified. In all these things we pray in Christ's name. Amen. You may be seated. First of all, in this passage of Scripture, the very first thing we see is Paul says, I have received. And you and I have received. As we come to the Lord's table this morning, we should consider whether we are like the 11 disciples who followed Christ in faith or whether we're like the one who just associated with Christ. He went through the motions, but he never really knew him. He never really accepted him in faith. He never really believed. 1 Corinthians 11, 28 says, But let a man examine himself, and let him so eat the bread and drink the cup. So we should examine ourselves this morning to be sure that we're genuinely in the faith. that we've confessed our sins, that we've repented, and that we've made Jesus Christ Lord of our life. We should also examine ourselves to make sure that we're participating in a worthy manner. Are you hanging on to any hidden sins this morning? Or have you confessed them to God? Are you holding any grudges against anybody? Or have you left your gift here at the altar and went and made things right between you and your brother and then come back and offered your gift? Such reconciliation doesn't require days or weeks or months. There's no purgatory or penance required, because as we are remembering and appreciating Jesus Christ through the Lord's Supper, Christ's death and his suffering has completely removed our sins from us as far as the east is from the west. God has no record of them any longer. Our record has been expunged. Amen. The Lord's Supper is an ideal opportunity for all of us to evaluate ourselves, to look inwardly, and to assess our heart. Are we living free of the sins that Jesus died for? And are we living freely in our spiritual lives? Secondly, we see in this text that he gave thanks. It says, and when he had given thanks, we cannot say thank you enough because of Jesus' death, because he covered us with his blood. But just as Jesus gave thanks as he participated in the Lord's Supper, in the same way, you and I should be thankful for all that he's done for us. In thought, in testimony, in prayer, and in song, for the everlasting gift of eternal salvation. Without regular participation in the Lord's Supper, we can grow ungrateful for Christ's great sacrifice. And if Christ was thankful for the opportunity to be your sacrifice, how much more should we be thankful that he died for us? And as we observe the Lord's table, we should never neglect to be personally and specifically thankful to Jesus Christ. Third, when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this. And we see obedience. Either Jesus Christ is Lord of all, or he's not Lord at all. He's our Creator, our God, our Savior, and our friend. And because of all that he is to us, we should do what he says. We observe the Lord's Supper, and we come to the table because he told us to do so. And we've also followed the ordinance of baptism because he told us to continue to do that. When you were growing up, did you ever ask your parents why, and they said, because I said so? There's a lot of them. Well, we should do what the Lord tells us because he said so. Amen. Do we respond to Jesus' commands in the same way? Sometimes we go into the pattern of disobeying Jesus. So observing the Lord's table is a good time to come back to Christ, to repent, to become clean again, and be obedient to what he's called us to do. Fourth, when he had given thanks, he broke it and he said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. So fourth, we see it's a time of remembrance. We do this to remember the death of Jesus Christ, who died on our behalf. Just as we build memorials and celebrate holidays to those who have died for our freedom, as we do on the 4th of July and on Memorial Day, when we come to the table, we remember the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, who died for our sins, who freed us spiritually. Without such a reminder, we can easily forget to think of the importance of Christ's suffering and death for our sins. And we should never, ever forget. Participation in the Lord's Supper does not remove our sins or impart grace of any kind. It's nothing mystical or supernatural or miraculous that happens when we partake. But we do it to remember the miracle that took place in our heart when we said yes to Jesus. And he came in and he cleansed us from all unrighteousness and he made us free of our sins and he made us one of his children. When was the last time that you actually thought about Christ dying for you? Fifth, for as often as you drink this bread, or as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Here we see that it's important to be a witness. When we observe the Lord's Supper, we are presenting the gospel, the death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and the forgiveness of sins in a visual way. In the same way that baptism illustrates how we're buried with Christ when we go down into the water, and as we come out of the water, how we're resurrected with a new life. So too is the picture when we partake of the table, and we partake of the bread, the body of Christ that was broken for us, and the juice, the wine, the blood that was spilled out through Jesus Christ as he died on the cross for our sins. When we eat the bread, we're reminded his body was broken, and the blood, or the juice, reminds us of the blood that was spilled out. So when we talk about, when we sing about, when we pray about, when we partake of the Lord's Supper, it declares, it announces, it explains the gospel to all who observe. And remember, those who are watching on a regular basis include our children, our grandchildren, and our friends. Be ready to give an answer in season or out of season for the reason you believe in Jesus Christ. Six, for as often as you drink, as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. We see anticipation. The Lord's Supper is a special time when we remember the past, but it's also a time when we look to the future. We look back at Christ's suffering, and we look forward to his return. In fact, Christ himself looked forward to this at the first Lord's Supper, and he said, as he observed the Passover with the 12 disciples that night when he was betrayed and the night he was crucified, then that night when he was crucified, the next time he eats with his followers will be with us in the kingdom. Then all the believers will sit down with Christ himself and he will serve us. I'm looking forward to that day. Are you? Amen. I ask the deacons to come at this time and make ready the table. As we prepare to take the Lord's Supper and as the deacons are making ready the table, I ask now that you would take a time to look inwardly, that you would bow your heads in prayer and ask God, search me and know my heart and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. So let's take a time and quietly do that inward look and get right with God and be clean when we come to the table.
We want to thank you for taking the time to listen to this week's podcast. Our prayer is that if you are touched by this message, that you will respond with action. If you would like to accept Christ as your Lord, we ask that you pray the following prayer. Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner and I do not deserve eternal life, but I believe that you died and rose from the grave to make me a new creation and to prepare me to dwell in your presence forever. Jesus, come into my life, take control of my life, forgive my sins, and save me. I am now placing my trust in you alone for my salvation, and I accept your free gift of eternal life. If you prayed this prayer with us today, then you know that you are truly saved. We'd love to hear from you so that we might connect in a meaningful way, encouraging you to be active in the local church, and share the same saving message of Jesus Christ. Please feel free to contact our pastor, visit our church, or find a Bible-believing local congregation near you. However you respond, please let us know.